Instead, we learned the sugya of called the Mekadesh Adai to the Rabbana Mekadesh. And we discussed the different mahalchim in the Gemara. If it's Batla Mafreya, like the Ritva B'Shem Ramban says, or if it's Mekana Lahaba, as Rashi seems to hold, and many other Rishayim. These are the two basic mahalchim. Yeshua also learned this Mekana Lahaba. These are the basic mahalchim in the sugya. So we started Taisis Tinach. And Taisis asked, what's our Gemara struggling to find a Hesber? Why is our Gemara struggling to find a Hesber? It's Pashat. It's a sugi in Yevanis of Yesh Kayach Lachachonim Lachar Dover Min HaTayr. So in order to understand what I'm going to say today, you have to know the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara says, again, as I mentioned to you yesterday, that everyone agrees that in the case of Sheva Al Tase, the Chachamim have the power, Lachar Dovim in Atayra, but to say, don't do this and this. The Chachamim could be Eikar Adai Raisa. The example of that is, of course, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Chazal said, don't blow Shaifer, even though in Atayra you have to blow Shaifer. But Yesh Kayach Lachachamim, Lachar Dovim in Atayra, B'Sheva Al Tase. Everyone agrees that Chazal could say, don't do something, even though they're causing you to be over in a derais. That is no machlaikis. Gemara says, there is a machlaikis. If yesh kayach lechachamim lakar v'davar min ha-tayra bekum v'aseh. If they tell you, do something, which the Torah doesn't want you to do, which goes kineged the Torah, so do they have that kayach to make a takana d'rabban? Now, in order to follow, it's important that you understand the Gemara's case in Yevamis. The Gemara's case is where a person is separating Truma. He has Tevel. And he separates Truma. And what he does, he's cheap. Some people are. So when he's separating Truma, he has some wheat that's Tamei and some wheat that's Tar. So he figures, why should I be stuck with the Tamei wheat, which is worth very little? I might as well just be mafrish bin hatame al hatar. I'll take my box full of tame wheat and I'll say haris of truma, and this will be the truma on the rest of my wheat, and I'll give it the tame wheat to the kayin. The kayin will be stuck. You have to destroy it, the truma tamea. But lemaisa, the farmer is going to get a benefit from that if he's mafrish bin hatame al hatar. So min hatayra, that's perfectly real truma. If you take truma, even the tchitim tmeim, you say Harizu truma, it's truma. The Rabbanan didn't want that to happen, so the Rabbanan said, first they said don't do it. Then they said more than that. They said, at least according to the Mandiyama, that yesh kayach lachachad b'makad davar min ha-tayra. They said that if you do it, it's not chal. Hadal etivloi means it remains tevel. So if you take a box of tamei dika wheat and you say this should be truma on my silo of wheat, min ha-tayra, that box of wheat is truma, and you're not allowed to eat it. Not only you're not allowed to eat it, even a kayin can't eat it. It's truma tamei. Min ha-tayra, it's truma. It has to be destroyed. Rabbanan came along and said, well, oikir davar min ha-tayra. It's not truma. It's not going to be truma. And what do you do with it now? So what do you do with it? So obviously you'll separate, you go to your silo of tar wheat, you'll separate some of that for truma on the tar wheat. And this box of tamei wheat, what are you going to do? Obviously, we'll take some of the tamei wheat and make a truma on the rest of the tamei wheat. Which you're allowed to do. Tamei on tamei, you're allowed to separate. Tar on tar, you're allowed to separate. So you'll take some of the tamei wheat and separate it on the rest of it. The stuff you separate will give the kayin. What remains, what are you going to do with it? What do you do with tamei dika wheat? You eat it. You're allowed to eat full and dense tamei. Eat it. Eat it in the time when you're tamei. Somebody had to go to a levaya. So he's tamei for 7 days, he eats his tamei dika wheat. So if you hold Yesh kayach lechachamim lakar davim in a Torah, which is the Shita we're going with. It's a machlaikis in Yavanis. The Rav and Rav Chista. Rav Chista holds Yesh Kayach Lachacham in Lakar Dovim in Atayra. They say this wheat is Hadal Litivon. It becomes Tevel again. Now, what's going to happen? You're going to end up eating, the farmer is going to end up eating wheat, Tamei wheat. He's going to eat it. Where Minatayra, it should be Truma. Minatayra, it should be Truma, because yesterday he said Harizu Truma, the whole box of Tamei wheat. Minatayra, it's Truma Tamei. And he's Chayiv Misibidei Shamayim. Somebody who eats Yisrael who eats Truma is Chayiv Misibidei Shamayim. But the Rabbanu wa Oikarit, they said it's not Truma. They said it's not Truma, it gets a din of Tevel. So now once it's Tevel, you're not allowed to eat Tevel either. When you have a box of Tevel, you take some of it, make a Truma, some of it nicer, and then you eat what remains in the box. Are you eating something that Minat Torah is Truma Tameya? So Yesh Kayach Lechachamim Lakar Dover Minat Torah. That Kayach Lechachamim have to be Iker Dover Minat Torah and to say that you can eat it. Okay, this is all the Gemara. I didn't tell you anything more. Yeah. Right, but you could have asked better. You should have asked better than that. All right, one second. You're right, 1 second. Now, our Tysis comes along, and our Tysis says the Kasha on Rav Chista. Rav Chista holds it can be Akadav and Atayra. So, what's our Gemara worried about? What's the problem in our Sugya? That Kiddush would be a Michael or Meimar. Let's say Chachamim Akru Dava Minatayra. Let's say like this. He gave a get. Minatayra Yeshaynis Begit, and it's not a get. It's an Aynis, it's not a get. Rabbana came along and they said, yes, we'll make that it is a good get. We'll be Iker Kedusha Lamafreya. We'll be Iker the Kedusha Nid Lamafreya Makanal Abba, whichever shot you want to go with. Taisa Shita was Lamafreya. We'll be Iker the Kedusha Lamafreya. And we'll be Matir her. So Gemara says, how could you do that? So Fraktaisvis, Yesh Kayach Bechachamim Lakadav Menatayra. What's the problem? Chachamim have the Kayach to be Iker. She's talking Eishas Ish Menatayra. Chachamim will say, she's not an Eishas Ish. She's but to the call. She can get married to whoever she wants. Even though Menatayra, she's an Eishas Ish. But Fraktaisvis, Yesh Kayach Bechachamim Lakadav Menatayra. That's Taisis Kash. They let the Chachamim use their power to be Iker Dover, just like over there they were Iker the Truma Temeya. They said it's not Truma, it goes back to being Tevel. The same thing over here. Let them say she's not an Eishas Ish, and she's a regular Penuya. And for Taisvis, you can't say that. You can't say that, because when could you say Yesh Kachom Lakadom and Atayra? Heichadaleka Aveira. Taisa says, the last 5 lines of Taisvis, Kagai, the Leka Aveira, Kahida Yisharaba, the Hadala Tibla. Over there, in the case of Truma Tumeya, there's no Aveira happening. So there they could do it. Aval, Heichadika Aveira, Dibukudeshis Ibibia. But where it is an Aveira, that it was Kiddushe Bia, Maikala Meimar. Now those few lines seem to make no sense at all. What do you mean, Lek Aveira? By Truma Tamei, it's also Ika Aveira. And more than what you said, it's Ika Aveira because Minat Torah, it's Truma. Minat Torah, it's Truma Tamei. Of course, it's an Aveira to eat Truma Tamei. But Yesh Kayach, Chazal Abde Kayach, La'akar Dovim Minat Torah, to be Ika Dovim Minat Torah, and to say, even though Minat Torah, it's Truma Tamei, we're going to make a Tevel. So now such a kaya. So it comes that you're eating something which Minat Torah is Truma Tamei, but the Chacham said, no, you can eat it. Iker. So same thing here. Who cares the Yesh Aveira? It's Takan Aveira. Let the Chachamim come along and say, we know it's an Aveira, it's a Biasnus, and it's a Shasish, everything. We'll be Yagidavim in Atayra, and we'll say that that it's Mutter. Ika Aveira? Yeah, Ika Aveira. That's why Yesh Kayach L'Chachamim L'Akadavim in Atayra. I mean, not blowing Shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is also an Aveira. And the Chachamim have a Kayach L'Akadavim in Atayra. Chachamim said, you don't blow Shofar, so we don't blow Shofar. Because Yesh Kayach L'Chachamim L'Akadavim in Atayra. What kind of teretz is it? Ika Aveira. Of course it's Ika Aveira. In Atayra, it's Ika Aveira. And the Rabbanan said that we don't care. We're going to be matter to say Shesish La'alma. The words of Tosis, it gives you Agmas Nefesh. I mean, the Marshal and the Marshal, yes, the Kasha. And it's just a major problem. It just push up Shad and Tosis. I'll tell you what they say, but it's not satisfying to Rutsa. It's like, it's not a Lomdish Akasha, it's just the words. What are the words? Like Aveira. Of course there's an Aveira. Of course, that's what it means. Yesh kayach b'chacham l'akadav v'natayra. It means it's an aveir and the chacham will write to it. It's like it's like almost mind-boggling to the words of the Tosfos. Yeah.
How can we say that dealing with two different stages of the aveir? Being by Yehovah's, the priestly Yehovah, is still the time. You're not talking about when he's teaching. You're talking about when he's separating the chacham or ikir, then let's go back to the temple. He's not talking about immediately. He doesn't have to do it. Here,
the Marshal says something like that, something like what you're saying. Marshal says that there's a difference. In the case of Tevel, Chazal just said it's Tevel. Not only Tevel either. Minatar it's Truma Temeya, but Rabbana and it's Tevel. So you can't eat Truma Temeya, you can't eat Tevel. Chazal didn't change it into an Aveira. Mashenke, over here, you're going to take a bias nus, he was Mekadish b'bia. You're going to take a bias mitzvah and change it into a bias nus. Change it into a bias nus, that Chazal don't have a karak. What the Marshal says. You hear the difference? Yeah, that problem is. You could. You're right. Again, you're right, but it's more shver than.
Plus, also, fine. You go to these matters, truma against it, but that stuff is distorted. That stuff. So it turns into normal pedal, I can fix it. Go on opposite, turn on opposite. This is.
That's the problem with the Marshal. The problem with the Marshal is, you know, sometimes you say a difference. It's a difference in two cases. But it doesn't make a difference. Not every difference makes a difference. There's a difference. Over there they change Shuma Tmei into Tevel, and here they change Yubi into Znus. Well, what's the difference? So you change, it's the same problem. You still have to come on to be Gaika Dovim and Atayra. When you change Shuma Tmei into Tevel, it's still going to end up, all Tevel ends up, that you mafrish Shuma on it, part of it you give to the Kayin, and part of it you eat. Like, the words in the Marshal, the Marshal writes about this Marshal that I'm not going to waste my time talking about his dechukim. You know, I'm not going to even talk about it. Usually he brings the Marshal, yes, Akasha. He says, Ein li laharach b'dechukav. I don't even want to spend time talking about it. Such a teichik. He seems to be right. What kind of teretz is that? Over there, they weren't mekel. They just changed Truma into Tevel. What do you mean they weren't mekel? The Gemara says they were Iker Davim and Atayra. The Gemara says that they were mekel, that they were oikud davers, a person's going to end up eating it. Okay, the Marshal's teretz doesn't have, there's no reason, there's no rhyme and reason to it. He says a difference. Here they change Shuma to Tevel, which Tevel is also Asur, and here they change the Biyav of Mitzvah to Biyav of Aveir. So the words are a difference. What's the difference? When you change Shuma to Mei to Tevel, you also are being oikud davers, someone's going to end up eating it too. The words. What? But either way, you're doing is you're taking something and making that an Aveira is going to happen. So if the Rabbanan have the Kayach, they have the Kayach. If not, they don't. Look, this performer, he went to Bez, and Bez knows what to do. He separates Truma, he eats the rest of it. If Lachamei Bez, they're going to tell him, why'd you eat it? That's how Bez told me to. You know, Bezin tell you to. Bezin said it's tevel. What do you mean? Bezin said it's tevel. Tevel means that I could eat part of it.
So.
Let's take off. Why didn't the Rabbanan take off the tumah? Because they don't want a person to gain by doing. You can do an aveira and they can do him a favor. You make the truma is tame. Right? He was over on the Rabbanan. He was makrish min hatame al atar. We want to straighten him out. We don't want to do him tavis. So the Marsha says a different teretz, which is much better. Marsha says truma is different because truma is an issue of ownership. You own it, you turn it into truma. So truma works with hefka bez and hefka. That chazal could be mafkir, so to speak, your truma. You made it into truma. Chazal were mafkir, the mafkir, I guess the mafreya, that it never became truma with the kayach of hefka bez and hefka. Which is fine. I mean, I hear the words. With hefka bez and hefka, they made it ois truma la mafreya. I guess that means, he doesn't explain, but it means the minute you, the farmer was being mafresh it, because I'll say now, at that moment, it wasn't his. What? What? The what? Shein came by Bia, so the Gemara says, Tinuch, the Kiddush Bekaspa, Hefka Bez Nefka works. The Kiddush Bebia, Michael Amemar, so that's why the Gemara says, Hefka Bez Nefka doesn't work by Truma. It doesn't work, I mean, by Kiddush Bebia. It works by Truma, so Truma makes sense.
There's a kiddush there also.
What?
There's a kiddush there also.
Well, that's really the Gemara's teretz. The Chazal could be like that kid. But the... But it's so that's really Gemara's teretz.
It doesn't work through Hefker.
It could be that there is.
It
could be that there is, but it's not the point. Right, let me just tell you, the point of the Marsha is that it works with Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Logically, it's good. But again, it's a problem. Because the Marsha says it works out Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. Shkayach. The Gemara says it works because Yesh Kayach Lechafamim Laka Dovim and Atayra. And some Achleikis Rava Rav Chista. I mean, you know, like, it's very nice, but the Gemara says Yesh Kayach Lechafamim Laka Dovim and Atayra Bukum Vasei. So very good. In that case, you'll say it works as Hefka Bez and Hefka. There are other cases. Chazal Iker Dovim and Atayra, it doesn't always work with Hefka Bez and Hefka. When the Chazal said you don't blow Shofar Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, has something to do with Hefka Bez and Hefka? To do with it. Well, Chazal made a takana that if you have a linen baguette of four corners, you don't put on tzitzis. You don't put on, even though Minat Torah, you can put wool tzitzis on linen. Chazal made a takana, you don't. It will ikadav Minat Torah. That's nothing to do with Hefka Bez and Hefka. So the Masha is vita a problem. I mean, the Masha is bigger than us, but we don't understand it. What are you going to do? Masha is fine. In case of Tevel, the Marsha is saying a good teretz. But that's not what the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yesh Kayach Lechachamim Lakar Davim in Atayra. It's not just the case of Tevel. There are other cases. So again, it seems that the Marsha's terutzim are problematic. If you look in the Marsha, there's another Kasha in the Karnei Re'eim, brings on the bottom that it's not so poshit, Hefka Bez and Hefka works by Truma. So I mean, there's a major problem here with Tysus. Yeah.
Is there any question here on the Marsha that Hefka, is it that Hefka Bez and Hefka, whatever where the meaning is, when we're going to say the Kum has the power of the Kum, I could have done that as well, that in each case we have to find out what the logic is, how it works, or they don't say, no, it's not Gushin, it's not Shulma, it doesn't. Because if we're going to go and explain, well, this thing is it is worth for Hefka Bez and Hefka. Shofar, there's a different reason we don't want you carrying the
There's a reason for everything. The question is, what's the method?
Does it have to work through that ongoing? Does it have to work?
There always has to be a reason. But once Chazal had a reason and they wanted to be Iker Adavar Ben HaTorah, they just have the power to just say it and do it.
So
they didn't have to work with Hefka Bezna Hefka. They have a power, Yeshkayach Lacham, Laka Adavar Ben HaTorah. That's what it means. It doesn't mean Yeshkayach Lahafkir. It means Yeshkayach. Where? In the Marsha or in our Gemara? That's Taka, what I don't understand about the Marsha. That's the problem with the Marsha. Why is the Marsha introducing Hefka Bezna Hefka? It has nothing to do with that Gemara. The Gemara says, Yeshkayach Lachacham and Lakadav and Atayra. The Gemara doesn't say, because they were Mafkarit. It just says, Yeshkayach Lachacham and Atayra.
Actually, they can't
still stand
like
the
time.
Has to be a reason.
Has to be a reason. They're basically trying to keep you from like converting yourself.
See ya.
But that's close on that. Then I might be doing myself over here because of this proof and this is new. You should make one deal with us.
You might be right. It's a good teretz, but you're not telling me Pshat Taisus. Might be a good teretz. Everybody was wondering about that because it kind of proves it's Lewis. You make everybody's beer's and those, which is really they should was kasha. It's good kasha, but it's not pshat in Taisus. Taisus asks Yeshkayach Lachal Akdam in the Torah. He says Yeshavera. Let me just tell you, Rabbi Chanan has a mahalach. The Rahul Rabbi Chanan is three lines, and if you learn the Rabbi Chanan, you open it up. I think it's very difficult to understand it. But first, I want to tell you a Rabbi Chanan in Yevamis in this sugya. And once I tell you, Rabbi Chanan, he has a gigantic shtickle Torah on Yeshkayach Lachal Akadav Min HaTorah. And when he's giving shiurim k'subis, he assumed all his talmidim knew his other shtickle Torah. And Mamela, he said his teretz here. If you know the other shtickle Torah, you can start reading the Rabbi Chanan here. But if you don't know it, then the Rabbi Chanan has three lines that don't say anything. So let me tell you, Rabbi Chanan has a chakira in Yeshkayach Lachal Akadav Min HaTorah. What does it mean the Chachamim wa Oikr Davar Min HaTorah? There are two ways to learn. You could learn that Yesh Kayach LeChachamim Lakar Davar Min HaTorah means that the Chachamim could erase a Din Torah. They could say the Din Torah doesn't exist. Or you could say, no, the Din Torah exists. Just the Chachamim could say, we don't want you to listen to that Din Torah. Sounds the same, the two ways to learn, no? One way is that they erase the Din Torah, and one way is that the Din Torah exists, just that Chazal say, we don't want you to listen to it. Nafkamina. What? Okay, good. Let me give you a simple nafkamina. A simple nafkamina would be if on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah somebody blows shofar. Made a mistake, not supposed to. Someone blows shofar. He's over in Issa D'Rabbanan. Was he Mekayim a Mitzvah D'Oraisa? Was he Mekayim a Mitzvah D'Oraisa or not? If you learn the Rabbanan erased the Din Torah, there is no mitzvah of shofar today. That Yesh Kayach Lachacham Lakar Din Torah means that they erased the Din Torah. So then there is no mitzvah, because there's no such mitzvah. But if you learn that the Chachamim can't say there's no mitzvah, they could just say don't do it, then if someone blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, then he's Mekayim Mitzvah D'Oraisa. Nafkamina would be, if the second day, would he make a Shechiyanu? Does he make a Shechiyanu the second day? If the first day was not a mitzvah at all, so the second day makes a Shechiyanu. If the first day was a mitzvah, just the Rabbanan said, don't do it. You are the Rabbanan. You did it. But Lamaisi, you did it. You did a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the second day, you can't make a Shechiyanu. Another nafkamina. See, it bothers you. That should be a mitzvah. It should be a mitzvah. But the Kidega writes that if someone blows shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, he's Mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa of shofar. But you're not supposed to do it. because Rabbana said don't do it. And it's a big, more important, Yesh Kayach LaChachamim means it's more important to have the mitzvah of listening to the Chachamim than to have the mitzvah of Shaifa. Okay? One second, let me, just because it's light, let me, it's another Nafkamina, Rabbi Chanan says. If somebody puts on linen tzitzis, a linen baguette, with woolen strings, woolen tzitzis on, does he get malchus? What's the shaila? Min ha-taira, it's a mitzvah. Asay daichalai sasay. Min ha-taira, the mitzvah sasay of tzitzis overrides the lav of shatness, of wearing linen and wool together. Min ha-taira, you're supposed to put tzitzis on a linen, a square linen, rectangular linen bag. The Rabbanan said, they made a siyag for shatness, and they said, we abolish this din, and if you're wearing a four-cornered linen baguette, do not put tzitzis on. That's what Rabbanan said. Think for a minute. What did the Rabbanan do? If you learn the first way, the Rabbanan erased the mitzvah of tzitzis. There is no mitzvah of tzitzis on this baguette. If that's true, then if you have a person who puts on a linen baguette with tzitzis on it, so he's over, he gets malchus. He was over an avera klayim. He was not mekayim any mitzvah at all, because there is no mitzvah of tzitzis. He was over on klayim, he gets malchus. However, if you learn, no, Chazal can't erase a mitzvah. They just say, don't do it. So then if you have a person that was over, he put on a four-cornered linen baguette with woolen tzitzis. He was over an avera. He won't get malchus though, because asay daichalos asay. He might say he was mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and he was mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, and that mitzvah of tzitzis is daichad the lav of klayim asay daichalos asay. So you don't get malchus. It's the second nafkamina. Zot Rav Elchanan, and you could find this if you want to see inside in the Kuntres Divrei Seifrim, which is in Chelek Beis of Rav Elchanan has a Kuntres about how the Rabbanans work. And in Perek Gimel of it, he talks about Yeshkech Lecham Lakadav Min HaTaira, and in Ois Gimel he has this Chakira, and he has a big Arichus. Later, I think in Ois Lamed Vav, that's from Ois Gimel, about Ois Lamed Vav or so, he says that this is the machlaik, there's a big enough gemina in the two ways. If you learn the Rabbanan have the power to erase a mitzvah d'iraisa, then there's no difference if you, the Rabbanan do it b'kum v'aseh or b'shev al taseh. What's the difference? You then yesh kayach l'chachamim v'akadavim in ha-Torah, if they can erase something from the Torah. What's the difference if it's b'kum v'asei, and what's the difference if it's b'shev al taseh, my nafkamina? So the man d'yamar, Rav Chista, who holds yesh kayach l'chachamim l'akadavim in ha-Torah, sai b'kum v'asei, sai b'shev al taseh, there's no difference. Because the Chazal could erase, so to speak, a mitzvah in the Torah in certain cases. So then there's no difference if you do the aveir b'kum v'asei, you do the aveir b'shev al taseh. If you learn, no, the mitzvah still exists. The mitzvah still exists. Just the Rabbanan are telling you, don't do it. So what does that mean? It means you have a conflict. One pasuk in the Torah tells you, blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. One pasuk in the Torah says, listen to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, don't. What happens when you have a conflict? So sheva al taseh odif. So you don't do anything. If you have a conflict between doing, because the Torah says, Balshaifer, and not doing, so you do Sheva Al Taseh. So Rava, who holds in the Gemara that the Chachamim could only be Eikadavim in HaTorah, B'Sheva Al Taseh, but they cannot be Eikadavim in HaTorah, B'Kum Vaseh, that's because he learns the second way. He learns that when the Rabbanan have a power to be Eikadavim in HaTorah, they can't erase the Pasuk. All that they can do is say, don't do it. And Memela, it'll be a conflict between one Pasuk says you should do it and one Pasuk says you should do it. And Sheva Al Taseh Adif, so you don't do it. That only works on a Sheva al Tasa. But it doesn't work on a Kumbhasev. So Rabbi Chanan is saying is that this Chakira, with all these Nafkaminas, and more Nafkaminas, well, this whole business is totally in the Machlaikas Rav and Rav Chista. Rav Chista will hold that the Chacham have a Kriyash Kechom Lakdom and a Torah means they can erase it in Gansen. And Rav will hold, no, they can't erase it. They can just say, we don't want you to do it, so maybe you lay back and don't do it. This is all the Rebbe Chanan in Kuntres Deveri Seifrim and in the Yevamis, in the Kavitz Aris, which is on Yevamis. This is Rebbe Chanan's Mahalach. Now, let's get back to Atosis. Atosis is going like who? Rav or Rav Chista? Atosis is going like, was it Kasher Rav Chista? Rav Chista holds, you have a power to be Eiker Dover Min HaTorah B'Kum Vaseh. That means that the Rabbanon have the power to do what? To erase, to say something is not an Aveira. Torah says it's an Aveira, we say it's not. Zok Rabbi Chanan, Taisus in the Kasha asked, this woman, Min HaTorah, she's an Eishes Ish. She's an Eishes Ish to get Yesh Einis Begitten. Min HaTorah, she's an Eishes Ish. So Taisus Kasha was, let the Rabbanon be Eiker the Din Eishes Ish. Say she's not an Eishes Ish. They'll erase. They say they're not erasing the Torah, which says, "Inal bivayl an Eishes Ish." But Lagabi, this woman, they're going to erase the Din Eishes Ish, and they'll say she's not an Eishes Ish. Yesh kail chamalakadav ben atayr. So Rabbi Chanan inachinami, Chachamim have the power to say she's not an Eishes Ish. They could erase that, but what are you going to do with all the bias that they had? They had bia all this time. And you're going to make it now, l'mafreya, all into bia's nus. Yesh aveira. What does Tosfos mean, yesh aveira? Chazal could say about an eishes ish that she's not an eishes ish. Fine. But what are Chazal going to do with all the bias that they had this whole time? They'll say what? They'll be oikadavim in HaTorah, and what? It wasn't a bia's nus. What was it? What was it? It was a bia. Either it was a bia of a married couple, or it was a bia of a non-married couple. They'll be oikadavim in HaTorah and say, what? She's not an Eishes Ish. What does that help for the past? What are they going to do with all the bias in the past? Yesh aveira. They have the power to be oikadavim in HaTorah. They could say, this woman's not an Eishes Ish. But yesh aveira, it's going to come out. He lived with her all these years. It was a marriage out of wedlock. It was a bia without marriage, without kedushin. What are Chum going to do with that? There's no two ways. You can't say it's a physical fact that there was a bia. You can't say there was no bia. There was a bia. And to be a bia's nus, all it has to be is a bia without kedushin. It was a bia without kedushin. So Tosfos in the Teretz is saying that yesh kayach l'chum l'akadav min HaTorah, but only if they can make it like Rav Chista Shita, make it that it was never an Aveira. Because that's Rav Chista Shita. That Yesh Kayach Lacham Lakadav Min HaTorah doesn't mean you do an Aveira. It means we have to make that it was never an Aveira. So Gantz good Tevel, you could say, it's not Truma. Gantz good a lady, you could say, she's not an Eishes Ish. You could erase Davar Min HaTorah. All these things you could do, and then there's no Aveira. That's Rav Chista Shita. Rav Chista Shita is that Kayach Lacham Lakadav Min HaTorah means they erase it from the Torah. It's as if there was never a mitzvah. This Shabbos, there was never a mitzvah of Shaifer, according to Rav Chista. They erased that mitzvah from this Shabbos. So they could do that. So Zok Tosfos, they could do that. But Lamaisa Yesh Aveira, it's going to come out all the bias that they had these last 20 years were bias. Lamaisa, there were bias nus. Mitzias, there was a bia. So that, Yesh Aveira, Chazal, not going to be Yekedam and HaTorah if the Aveira remains. And if you look back at Rabbi Chanan, that's what Rabbi Chanan says.
Why was
it wasn't an issue of Eishes Ish. It was an issue of they're Eicher what? How are they Eicher the Eishes Ish? We'll talk about it, just that it's late. Alright. It's interesting that we should talk about Shofar on Shabbos on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Almost Erev Rosh Hashanah. But I guess, you know, like they used to say in fourth grade, you know, it's the last day of yeshiva for the year, right? Right. It's Hashem next week. We should come back. I hope everybody will put Kaychis into Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah we come back and we do the same things and we again make the same Kabbalahs. And Afalpikein, we have to do it with a seriousness. I hope everybody will go into Rosh Hashanah with the right feeling, the right attitude. Chazal say that you should make Kabbalahs for the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And I would like to suggest, everybody has his own things. I mean, what you want to be Mekabel for Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Pas Paltur says in Shulchan Aruch. Whatever it is, Chumras, that you can Mekabel for Aseres Yemei Tshuva, I would like to suggest that you take on the Chumra, and I don't mean as a joke, I mean very seriously, it's hard, and to really stick to the Sidrei Yeshiva, to have, no, I don't mean as a joke. You know, I know Chazar Sashir is very hard for half of you. I don't know why, but you should come back for Chazar Sashir. The whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which is how many days? 2 days is Rosh Hashanah, 1 day is Shabbos, 1 day is Friday, 1 day is Erev Yom Kippur, 1 day is Yom Gedalia. Each is with, what is it? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days actually. Because Yom Gedalia, for some reason, there's no afternoon Seder. But I think that it's something that you'd probably be in good shape getting used to anyway, putting in 8-hour days at least in the yeshiva, like everybody else in the world who works, puts in 8-hour days and doesn't have 3-hour lunches or 2-hour lunches. So, no, seriously, I mean it. I know it's a hard thing for many of you, but try at least, you know, for Aseres Yemei Tshuva, try. And if it's ideally, you should spend time learning the things we discuss in Shir. If you find that the morning is enough for Chazar Sashiyah preparation, so have a Seder for Mifta Mincha. But try not to waste the time. I wish everybody a good Kibbutz Shtiyar. I hope you're all Meichel me. I know people wait for Erev Yom Kippur to ask for Mechila. Like, you know, they feel they're going to end up you know, having to wait till Yom Kippur for Kapara anyway. But let's hope Rosh Hashanah will be able to be in the, to be Zeicher right away Rosh Hashanah. I want to ask everybody for Mechila. You have to say, I'm Meichel. You know, it's not good enough to just smile. And it's Hashem. Come back with the bigger chizuk and all that.